Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Today, we're talking about weather. It's positively frigid in here.
Okay, I'll turn up the thermostat in here. I know, today's a cold one, isn't it?
Ooh, I'm freezing.
Okay, there you go. It'll warm up in here soon.
Thank you. I can't stand winter. I want to move to a place with palm trees.
Well, wait until we finish this episode before you book your plane ticket.
And speaking of plane tickets, that reminds me that you've just returned from the States. How was the weather? I hope it was warmer than here.
Well, when we left Italy, it was like totally overcast, and I was so happy to be leaving. Then we landed in Amsterdam, and it was like kind of drizzling. But then we got to Atlanta, and it was raining cats and dogs. And by the time we landed in North Carolina...
Wait a minute, Cindy. I haven't been able to process a thing you said.
Has your brain frozen over?
Maybe so. Now, what were you talking about?
I was talking about the weather on our trip.
All I heard was something about cats and dogs.
Tell the truth, all you heard was the word cats.
Okay, maybe so. Everyone knows by now that I love cats. But you also use the word drizzling. You'd better explain yourself a little better.
Okay, you're right. I was saying that when we left Italy, and for those of you who are just joining us, Marta and I both live in the north of Italy. When we left Italy, the sky was overcast.
And when the sky is overcast, that means it's cloudy and gray outside.
Right. Then we caught a connecting flight in Amsterdam and it was drizzling outside.
And that means?
Drizzling means a light rain. That's just enough precipitation for you to have to take your umbrella with you.
And what about the cats and dogs in Georgia?
It was raining cats and dogs in Atlanta, Georgia.
That sounds serious.
It is. If someone says, it's raining cats and dogs outside, that means it's raining quite hard.
And maybe you should use a little extra caution while doing things like driving a car.
Yes, and be extra careful if you've just spent a lot of money in the salon to have your hair styled. If it's raining cats and dogs outside, then you've just wasted a whole lot of money.
Yeah. We're accustomed to rain here in the north of Italy.
And fog. Sometimes the fog is so thick you could cut it with a knife.
Well, not literally, Cindy. That's just an expression meaning that the fog is very dense and visibility is severely restricted.
Yeah, whatever. Do you remember how foggy it was when you performed in Rovigo recently?
Oh yes, I remember. You could cut that fog with a knife.
I rest my case. Let's see, what else can we talk about?
How about just this morning?
Oh yeah, I woke up really early and noticed that we had a dusting overnight.
I want to move to Florida.
You can't move to Florida until we finish this podcast. Now explain what a dusting is.
A dusting is a light coating of snow.
It's kind of pretty, really. It looks like everything's been coated with powdered sugar. It also hides the fact that I need to wash my car.
Cindy, how about the expression, a blanket of snow?
Right. A blanket of snow is a heavy coating. I have some family in the state of Vermont and some friends in northern New York, where it's quite cold, and they're often blanketed in snow. Sometimes they're buried in snow.
And can you explain what sleet is?
Sleet is the enemy.
I was thinking something more specific, Cindy.
Sleet is awful. Sleet is exactly what you don't want to find when you're on the road. Sleet is that halfway point between snow and rain. It's soft ice.
Oh, you mean like Italian sorbetto?
Exactly, but much less appealing. Sleet is common in my region of North Carolina, and in winter it causes all kinds of damage. I live midway between the mountains and the sea. Too cold for rain and too warm for snow. And the result is sleet and ice and broken trees, power outages and perilous driving conditions.
Wow, I didn't know you felt so passionately about sleet.
I do. And you want to know why? Because one Christmas, an ice storm had knocked out power in my town for 3 days. And in the country, that means no lights, no running water, and no heat.
Merry Christmas!
Thank goodness I had a wood-burning stove in my living room, so we cooked Christmas dinner on that stove. One learns to be very resourceful when living in North Carolina.
And what about hurricanes?
Oh, those are nasty too. Hurricane storms are common on the Gulf Coast, East Coast, the Caribbean, and Mexico. Hurricanes can be mild with just rain and high winds, or they can destroy everything in their path, like Hurricane Katrina did in 2005. Can we talk about something happy now?
You're right. What about springtime? That's a lovely time of the year.
Springtime, my favorite season. But you know, Marta, that reminds me of another season, a mysterious fifth season.
Fifth season? I thought there were only four. Spring, summer, winter, and fall, autumn.
There's another, a fifth season.
A fifth?
Mud season. Mud season is that mysterious hidden season between winter and spring. It's when all the ice and snow melts up north and turns the ground into water puddles and brown mud.
Lovely. Now, let's talk about spring.
Oh, I love springtime. It's so beautiful. It's my favorite time of the year here in northern Italy.
It's also allergy season.
It's true.
But it is beautiful around here when the clouds and rain finally go away and flowers begin to bloom.
Don't worry, Marta. We're halfway through winter now. Spring is just around the corner. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
I can't wait.
It can get very hot and dry here in the summertime.
July and August are blistering hot.
I gave up years ago on my hopes of ever having a garden. It's too damn hot. Everything is wilted by noontime, including me. I just buy my vegetables now from the nice fruit and veg people on the corner.
Good idea. We need to support our local farmers.
By the way, Marta, are you feeling warmer now? Is the heater starting to kick in?
Yes, I'm warmer. It's still not Florida, but I'm happy.
Well, go ahead and book your flight now. I think we're about done here.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And be sure to check the transcript for more useful weather-related words and definitions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And wherever you are, we hope the sun shines brightly on you today. And for you too, Marta. Hey, are those icicles hanging off your nose?
Stop horsing around and turn the heat up again.
You're crazy. It's a sauna in here.
I'm still cold.
Then go to Florida.
I will, right now.
I'll book your flight. Oh, what are you, a reptile?
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My American friend.